turundusdoktor aitab.
The letter what we received was like that. Hi, I plan to start a company that conducts makeup trainings for teens and for grown-ups. We do not have a makeup studio, but we plan to rent venues for the trainings. How can we find clients for the trainings? We have information about our homepage, a Facebook fan page, a mailing list, an article in a local newspaper, their web page and Facebook page, and a poster in a local library. Should we use promotions like Share and Win in Facebook, or is it outdated and cheap now? And what could be the alternatives? And then the questions about what keywords should dominate in the ads for the makeup trainings. We have talked about the content of the trainings, about the healthy materials we used, offered bundled price for beginners and advanced course, mentioned the graduation season, could we use discount for fast registering, and then how to reach the schools and offer makeup trainings as part of the extracurricular program. Why should the school offer this type of training for their extracurricular program, as the competition is tough? Would it be that it's different from the current trainings? Interesting topic for teens, and unavoidable steps in the girl's life. What benefits should we communicate for parents who are going to pay for the trainings, but the kids make the decision? And should we talk about the health, need to increase awareness, or about affordable pricing? So a lot of questions. What do you think about the case?
I would, because I based all my experience, of course, on a field I'm working in. For me, and I think it would work in this case, actually, because it is kind of similar business, almost film business and makeup artist. I would say they need to invest first, and they need to go with almost no profit, or they need to pursue the people about the product, which in this case means the training. I would probably start. Of course, you target your group. Who you going after, and that's in this case our teenagers in the schools. So I would contact all the local schools, and I would offer maybe free workshop to show them what is it about. Invite all the all the kids, and I in this case probably most of the girls. I think it's a great idea. I would take a course like that. I don't know how to put makeup on. It would have to, they would do workshop, and then people, it would be based on a buzz. It would be teenagers are amazing on, you don't even need to put it yourself on a Facebook. They would probably put it on Facebook if they like it and they, they're intrigued by it. They think it's interesting. I think they would be the ones promoting your training. And I would put a very moderate pricing from beginning, and then word of mouth and recommendation would probably build the business and help them to because if you have a good reputation, people go, people come back and they recommend other people. That's what happened in my business when I started. And and now I have so many clients, I cannot take on even the half of what I have. So I think in this particular business, I would try to do almost non-profit, or even invest money first, and don't charge so much, and then it would grow, and slowly you could increase when people know what they what product they going for.
Absolutely. I was thinking about what is well done in other countries, but not in Estonia. I don't know any bloggers about makeup. But if I look at the famous bloggers or video bloggers or YouTubers, so there are young girls who do a lot of blogging about makeup, and they have huge follower base. Mm-hmm. maybe there would be wise even one thing is, of course, you can make the trainings kind of old-fashioned and then go to schools and try to do the trainings in a less or more routine way. But it might be also to set up a training center that you can really do a lot of things online and share the things with people, and maybe to help even to grow a generation of bloggers among teenagers. Because probably if they get the first skills, they need something to blog about, they will come up with creative ideas, have the basic skills from you, develop them further. And I think that this will help to generate the new marketplace, maybe.
But how would you, so would you have a people charge to go to get the training? Because how would you make money on, put it on, you know, blogs and...
I don't know. By the way, it might be that maybe for some things, yes, if I look at the basic skills training. But there might be that maybe this business can be even financed by advertising revenues in some time. If it's a kind of online training center that will unite, I don't know, I think among the teenagers we have in this group, maybe 50,000, roughly, maybe 50,000, 60,000, no, not less, but maybe about 40,000 girls, I would expect, maybe more, 40,000, 50,000 girls in this age group in Estonia. We are a small country. So I would probably expect that if you get majority of them to follow your online courses, to learn new things, to get interest about, not about only how to be beautiful, but also how to be healthy, and maybe also some courses for boys, how to treat the skin in the teenage age, it's very important. And maybe the boys would be ashamed of going to some makeup training, but they would be happy to look at home what to do with the skin and how to solve with the problem. So it's a more kind of private solutions. I think that this might be a foundation for the bigger business, not just trying to charge for every training.
Well, I think it's a nice idea for complementing service. I still, in this kind of particular business, I would say it's kind of you would lose a little bit the fun of, you know, girls getting together.
That's
and,
true.
And promoting. I have a teenage daughter myself, and she spends most of her time in front of the computer, like all other kids. And I would really like her to see, to go and meet the people more, and to be in a kind of like socializing in groups. I think the isolation, you know, today's kids it's tremendous, and we see, you know, a big emotional impact on the kids. So I would still like to see the girls, to go to the course, to be in a group, to share, you know, to laugh, to have a fun experience, maybe getting new friends, and then maybe to talk about it on you know, blogs but I would like the kids to get together for this particular.
Very good. It's a very good point. So it's not about just looking good, but it's about feeling good, among
and
the group.
You know, and like you just like you. I think you enjoy it more if you share with other people, other girls in the group, and if you know somebody does nice work and nice makeup, then everybody can share it, and they get a prize. If you're just sitting online and in front of your computer, I don't think you get the same experience of it.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. Thank you for the thoughts, and thank you for being a guest in our show.
Well, thank you for having me, and please let me know how the makeup starting business is going.
Yeah, absolutely. I will do that. They often report us later on about how they used our advice and how the product development is going, how the company is going. I'll let you know when we know the results. But dear listeners, thank you for listening, and please listen us again in a week's time.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio? Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.